York Regional Police and Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, are encouraging you to call 911 if you see a boater that you suspect is impaired. Police warn that the consequences of impaired boating are the same as impaired driving, according to the Criminal Code, including losing your driver's license on land, criminal charges, and the risk of injury and death. I think for a lot of people they aren't aware that the implications are the same as if you're driving impaired, said Kathy Mitchell of MAD York Region at a media event Thursday in Georgina, kicking off Safe Boating Week and the upcoming Victoria Day long weekend. She said 40% of fatalities on waterways in Canada involve impaired boating, which is why the messaging to call 911 is especially important. Making that call, calling 911, is going to hopefully save lives and prevent casualties, she said. Mitchell knows firsthand how it feels to lose a loved one after her niece was killed by an impaired driver. She has been volunteering with MAD for 10 years, but she said unfortunately these awareness campaigns are still needed. The fact that people aren't learning, people aren't getting those messages, it's disheartening and it's frustrating at the same time, she said. To help raise awareness this boating season, MAD and YRP put up signs at Quinn's Marina in Georgina to encourage people to report impaired boating by calling 911. We're looking to do our part. We see a lot of bad accidents, whether it's on the ice in the winter or in the summertime. We're just trying to get through everyone's head that it's not the right time, said Trent Quinn, whose family runs the marina. It's a very busy spot all summer long. It's a good spot if you see someone that you think might have had a bit too much to drink, you're saving more than just their life if you report it, he said. Staff Sergeant Aaron Busby with YRP's Marine Unit said the signs of impaired boating are similar to those of impaired driving, including swaying side to side in the boat or dangerous operation. He also encourages people to call if they see someone drink and then attempt to operate a boat. The Marine Unit will respond to any 911 call regarding a boat and officers have the authority to board a vessel and conduct safety inspections. YRP have a large presence on Lake Simcoe as the only full-time marine unit on the lake, and they'll be out this weekend on Lake Simcoe focusing their enforcement efforts on boaters who feel it's acceptable to consume alcohol while operating a boat. Every single day you will see a York Regional Police vessel patrolling the waters, he said. At some point, if you're a boater on Lake Simcoe, you will have some type of interaction with the police, and we always hoping that it's a positive interaction.